WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More than 30 million Americans are on alert for severe weather this morning, many already hit by the weekend tornadoes. ABC's Lionel Moise.
Satellite images showing the before and after of widespread damage in northern St. Louis, entire city blocks left in ruin, and public outrage with sirens not going off in many areas.
There was a failure, a human failure, a failure in protocol to get the sirens up and running.
The mayor saying the fire department will now take the lead in sending those alerts.
President Trump is expected on Capitol Hill this morning to push Republicans to pass a multi-trillion dollar budget package. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
This is arguably the largest and most comprehensive piece of legislation that Congress has worked on in probably generations.
Some Republicans argue there's still too much spending. More testimony today in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs in New York. And trains are running again in New Jersey after a strike was settled. This is ABC News. Price hikes coming down the road at Subaru. The car maker, though, not blaming President Trump's tariffs, but what it calls market conditions. Sesame Street has a new address.
Sunny days sweeping the clouds away.
More sunny days ahead for Sesame Street, thanks to a streaming deal with Netflix. The children's program with stars like Big Bird and The Grouch began on PBS in 1969 and moved to HBO and Max. That deal now coming to a close. Sesame Workshop says the new agreement with Netflix includes releasing new episodes on both the streaming site and PBS on the same day and ensures children everywhere will grow smarter, stronger, and kinder. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And back on track, trains at one of the country's biggest transit agencies. 350,000 commuters on New Jersey Transit taking the train to work again this morning after a deal ended a strike. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Have you noticed higher prices in the grocery stores? Whitaker's Market is here to help. We have hundreds of items store-wide that are priced 25%, 35%, and some even 50% less than retail. It's a little like time travel. And speaking of the passage of time, if you are 65 or older, you'll get a 10% discount on Tuesdays. It will be so fun that you'll want to go every week. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and we accept credit, debit, and a Wisconsin Quest card.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
An update on sports this morning is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. High school baseball yesterday, Seneca over Weston, 7-5. Ithaca, 10-7 over North Crawford. It was Wazika Steuben, 7-6 over Kickapoo. And Lafarge, 3-0 over DeSoto. Highland, 14. Riverdale, 4. And Dodgeville Edge, New Glarus, 5-4 in baseball. Softball action, Ithaca, 15-4 over North Crawford. It was a victory for Seneca over Weston, 21-2, and Wazika Steuben, 10-0 over Kickapoo. DeSoto, 12-2 over Lafarge. A win for Lancaster over River Valley. Final score there was 8-5. In state baseball, the Brewers, William Contreras went 4-for-4 and hit a tie-breaking two-out single in the eighth inning as the Brewers won 5-4 last night to hand the Baltimore Orioles their seventh consecutive loss. The Orioles erased a three-run deficit but still fell to 0-3 since firing manager Brandon Hyde. Elsewhere, Boston 3-1 over the Mets, St. Louis 11, Detroit 4, Kansas City 3-1 over San Francisco. In the American League, Cleveland at Minnesota suspended. Houston was a winner, 4-3 over Tampa Bay. Seattle 5, the White Sox 1. Angels 4-3 over the Athletics. In the National League, Cincinnati 7, Pittsburgh 1. Miami 8-7 over the Cubs. Philadelphia 9, Colorado 3. Arizona 9-5 over the Dodgers. In Major League action,
your first choice for better health.
Learn how to recognize suicide tendencies. Join us for Safe Talk, a free four-hour class that teaches you how to create a life-saving connection. RSVP to save your spot on June 18th at the Richland Hospital and Clinics from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch will be provided. Sign up online at richlandhospital.com.
A high of 52 today with 1.5 to 2 inches of rain possible. East winds 15 to 30 and gusty. Tonight blustery with occasional showers, a low of 44. Wednesday dreary with off and on light rain and drizzle, a high of 53. Wednesday night any drizzle ending and then mostly cloudy, a low of 43. Thursday partly sunny, not as cool, maybe some stray sprinkles and a high of 62. Friday partly sunny and a high of 62. Right now, west winds are at 8 miles per hour. We have picked up 51/100ths of an inch of rain this morning, and it is 43 degrees. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, May 20th.
Somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. Somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Hear that one King song knows best.
Blake Shelton and Texas on WRCO Radio. Good morning. It's a drippy one this morning. It's been a while since we've had a drippy morning, and yours truly, the Big Drip, Phil Nee with you this morning on a Tuesday, May 20th. Some things already postponed on the high school level, including conference golf and conference track in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. They made that decision yesterday and have pushed everything back to Thursday. We'll keep you posted as we hear, and they kind of try to finagle the schedule a little bit. Tomorrow doesn't even sound that much better for teams that might be considering moving things to Wednesday. It doesn't appear that it's going to be much better. Thursday a little better, and you know, the upcoming Memorial weekend is going to be pretty nice, especially if you're going to be out camping in your two-person pup tent or whatever the case might be. Here's George Strait on WRCO. Good Tuesday morning.
As far as all my friends can tell, I took her leaving well. That's kind of right, because when I'm out with them, I don't let her miss.
Stop. Don't stop. no doubt. But I've watched the flames of love go out. Burning love takes a toll, and I don't wanna lose control. Now don't stop. Stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop doing what you're doing to me. Now don't stop doing what you're doing.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Home Repair Assistance. ¿Tiene una emergencia de reparación en su hogar? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin está aquí para ayudarle. Ofrecemos asistencia para reparaciones urgentes a fin de garantizar que su hogar siga siendo seguro y habitable. Facing a home repair emergency? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. We provide assistance for urgent home repairs to ensure your home remains safe and livable. From critical roof fixes to essential energy efficiency upgrades, we're committed to helping those in need. Call 608-647-4949 today to see how we can assist you in an emergency situation.
With planting season just around the corner, now's the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
There are names on barns and brands on gates that go back generations here, and the farmers behind those names carry that legacy with care. They grease the fittings, check the PTO guards, and teach their kids how to work the land and how to respect the equipment. That blend of tradition and caution helps ensure Southern Wisconsin agriculture keeps on thriving. This message in support of farmers is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto, Richland Center, your total car care center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Never ended, then I'm 6 feet up. 6 feet under somewhere. Oh, what I'd give for a bottle to keep these memories forever locked up in my heart. Why can't I just relive your sweet words on repeat? Ones that she said, making my last name ours. My darling, this feeling's one I never imagined. Yeah, I just hope Jesus forgives me for asking. But where do you go when you die? How do you know?
That's Hardy on WRCO Radio. Good rainy morning. It is 53 one-hundredths in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge today. We're down to a new overnight low, which is 42 degrees. It's going to be a rainy next 24 hours or so. So, rainy day. That always meant, especially when school got out, if it was a rainy day, that meant maybe Phil could slough off and make mixtapes until Dad caught him, and then it was usually calf pen cleaning time, or even worse, hog house cleaning time, bending over, walking stuff out of the hog house. You know, that was always a good one too. You know, but, made me the man I am today. Here's the Statler Brothers hit.
Passed me by one summer day, flashed those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, though I never did need you before.
I said hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
Goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
We
never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart. I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. My horses couldn't make me stay away. I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight, and that's all I need to see for me to say.
I said hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
Goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew, Mary Lou,
that
we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
Hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
Goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm
I'm working, it's hard on a person like me with that sun shining like it is right now. So I'm punching that time clock to swim through that gridlock, and I'll sit and wait long as I need to sit to get out on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Might not be Tahiti, but them girls in bikinis, they make a Mercury feel like a yacht.
Yeah, they do.
Same time, same late next week, same spot off Catfish Creek. We'll be chilling, we'll be sipping, we'll be kicking back and sitting on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Get on the boat again. I just can't wait to get out and float again. Cast the line to see if I can't reel one in. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat.
Go getting on the boat again. Take my beautiful wife June to the boat down there in Willow Creek, and kind of there's a place where it just fits in the banks, but otherwise we're good to go. And right now a little rain continues at the WRCO studios. We're at 42 degrees.
After years of hard work and countless memories, this milestone shines. Graduation day has arrived for Richland Center High School. Brought to you by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Jones Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, and Dairyland Transportation.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 6:30 and rainy here at the WRCO studios, where news time is next, sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. A daytime high today will be at around 52. There could be some heavy rain at times, maybe an inch and a half to 2 inches possible for the date, and maybe a little bit of rain shower activity again tonight. So far, 55 one-hundredths of an inch at the WRCO studios, and it is 42 degrees.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. Two University of Wisconsin-Platteville students have died after an incident that occurred at a resident hall on the University of Wisconsin-Platteville campus yesterday afternoon. UW-Platteville officials issued a statement on Monday night reporting that two students, Kelsey Martin, 22, of Beloit, and Hallie Helms, 22, of Baraboo, died. This incident has been a targeted and isolated event between the two individuals. Families of the students have been notified, officials said in the statement. Authorities are investigating the incident, but many details about what happened are still unclear. Speaking during a news conference last night, UW-Platteville University Police Chief Joseph Hallman said that authorities were alerted to the situation after a 911 call after 4 p.m. yesterday. Officers responded to the situation at Wilgus Hall. It was determined it was not an active, ongoing threat. Emergency personnel responded immediately. We activated our safety protocol and alerted campus to shelter in place, he said. Earlier in the afternoon, university officials issued three shelter in place alerts. A UW-Platteville employee reported that three alerts were sent by the university around 4:30 p.m. The first reported an emergency on campus and asked people to avoid campus or shelter in place. A second alert came moments later, advising individuals to avoid Wilgus Hall. The third alert continued to urge people to shelter in place and avoid the school. UW-Platteville Police and UW-Platteville Communications officials said that the event was an isolated incident and there is no threat on campus. Hallman said the shelter-in-place alert was cleared just after 5 p.m. This is an ongoing investigation and we cannot comment on any specific details at this time. The situation is very fluid, he said. Authorities said that one person was transported to the hospital from the residence hall, but they did not give any further information. Hallman said UW-Platteville University Police were assisted by City Police, the Grant County Sheriff's Department, and emergency management officials. Officials said that they were setting up accommodations for any residents of Wilgus Hall. Officials say campus remains open. They will possibly cancel final exams. Dr. Laura Reynolds, Provost and Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs, said during a Monday evening press conference that they will cancel all final exams for UW-Platteville and UW-Baraboo campus. The Wisconsin DNR confirmed that there was an ATV accident in the county over the weekend, resulting in a fatality. The accident is still under investigation. More details will be released from the Wisconsin DNR when they become available. Regional wireless carrier Cellcom is still dealing with widespread outage. Many customers have been without voice and data service since last Thursday, leaving web-based apps like Facebook, Messenger, Snapchat, or WhatsApp as their only connection to family and friends. But in a Monday update, Cellcom says voice service between customers has been restored, along with some text messaging services, and the remaining fixes are on the 5-yard line. Customers are encouraged to keep up on the outage via Facebook and Cellcom website. The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa near Lansing is unexpectedly closed once again. The Iowa DOT said that movement was detected with one of the bridge's piers, prompting the closure. The bridge will be closed at least for this week and until further notice, according to DOT officials. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 7.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.98 per gallon yesterday, according to GasBuddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 2.5 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 38.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. The national average price of diesel has increased 2.9 cents in the last week and stands at $3.50 per gallon, according to GasBuddy price reports. The cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.39 per gallon on Sunday, while the most expensive was $3.39 per gallon. Advocates for people with disabilities have concerns about changes to Medicaid. House Republicans late Sunday voted to advance the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which would extend President Trump's tax cuts while reforming Medicaid. Beth Sweeting from the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities said many optional Medicaid programs could be eliminated. Sweeting said such programs are the ones that are the cost the most effective because they're keeping people out of costly facilities and keeping them healthy and safe at home. That's not the way the Republicans are pitching the bill. Sweeting notes that it's being sold as something to get able-bodied people who should be working into work, but less than 8% of the Medicaid population is people who aren't working and also don't have a disability or aren't a kid. Republicans on the House Budget Committee advanced the Big Beautiful Bill in an unusual late-night vote Sunday, despite opposition from conservatives who contend the cost-cutting measures in the bill did not go far enough. Tonight is the final night to audition for the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin summer musical production of Little Shop of Horrors, which will take the stage this summer. Cameron Cormican will be the director of the musical this summer.
I have adored this show ever since I watched it. I'm going to age myself because this movie came out in 86 and I saw it in the theater in its original run back when I was 10 years old. And ever since then, I've been in love with this show. And that's kind of been always one of my bucket list things, to be a part of a theater production of this show in some way at some point.
Auditions will be held tonight at 6:30 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. For more information, you can check out communityplayerssWWI@gmail.com or call Cameron Cormican at 608-844-1245.
This Memorial Day, get ready to relax in style because we are giving you 20% off all outdoor furniture, from cozy patio sets to durable dining for the deck. We've got everything you need to make summer great, and it's all 20% off now through Memorial Day. Shop local, save big. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet in Court and Main, now together with entrances on Court Street and Main Street in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Today's forecast calls for highs in the low 50s with heavy rain. Some amounts could be ranging in that inch and a half to 2 inch range. Blustery tonight with occasional showers and 44. Right now, west winds are at 5 miles per hour. Rain continues. We have picked up 57 one-hundredths of an inch. Since rain began early this morning around 1:30 here at the studios, we are currently at the overnight low. It is 42 degrees.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
We'll be right back. Sports Time is sponsored by Simons Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look back at high school sports from yesterday. There were many events scheduled and details on a Brewer win last night.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn, or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Last night in high school baseball, it was Ithaca winning by a score of 10-7 over North Crawford. The final night of the Ridge and Valley season, the Bulldogs started strong with 7 runs in the first 2 innings. The Trojans bounced back with a 4-run third inning. The score stayed at 7-4 until a 3-run outburst in the 6th inning for Ithaca. North Crawford countered with 3 runs in the top of the 7th. Leading hitters in the game for Ithaca, Houston Boland, who went with a 2-run home run and finished 3-for-4. Sammy Clary also 3-for-4 with a double. Cody Burns, Channing Brown, and Keegan Jones were all 2-for-4. Wes Nelson scored 2 runs and Mac Neef had a 2-run home run. North Crawford was led at the plate by Cullen Jacobus and Andrew Munson, who were both 2-for-3, and Landon Blaha, who hit a 3-run home run, and he was 2-for-4. Last night at Cazenovia, Seneca defeated Weston 7-5. With the win, Seneca has now tied Weston in the loss column at the top of the Ridge and Valley Conference standings. Weston has a makeup game with DeSoto yet to play. Also last night, it was Wazika Steuben coming from behind to win 7-6 over Kickapoo. Josh Martin had a walk-off single in the bottom of the 7th inning for the victory. Lafarge edged DeSoto 3-0 last night. It was a victory for Highland over Riverdale 14-4. Chase Chitwood and Bevan Dennis each collected 3 hits in the game. Ethan Cagle 2-for-3 for Riverdale. Also last night in high school baseball, Dodgeville edged New Glarus 5-4. Bangor 11-1 over Cashton. Broadhead Judah over Clinton 7-4. Wisconsin Dells 16-2 over Nakusa. In softball action last night at Ithaca, the Bulldogs won 15-4 over North Crawford. J.C. Maxwell, 12 strikeouts, 6 walks, and gave up 3 hits. Kelsey Coleman was 4-for-4 with 3 RBIs, a double, and a home run. And Ariana Lewis was 2-for-2 with a triple, leading the Bulldogs. Elsewhere last night in softball from the conference, it was Seneca 21-2 over Weston, and 10-0 Wazika Steuben got by Kickapoo, DeSoto 12, and Lafarge 2. Lancaster got the win against River Valley 8-5, Southwestern 18-0 over Boscobel, Hillsboro 15, and Royal 2. Also, a win for Podosi Cassville over Pecatonica 7-1, Barneveld 14-4 over River Ridge, Wisconsin Dells 18, Partyville 3, Mount Horeb edged Baraboo 4-3. Well, tonight's schedule is a busy one, but probably not. So far, the Southwest Conference Boys Golf Championships that were supposed to be held today postponed now till Thursday at 9 a.m., and the Southwest Conference Track and Field Championships moved from today until 4 p.m. on Thursday at Dodgeville. Those are the only ones we know about so far, but there probably will be more. The Brewers' hottest hitter went 4-for-4 and knocked in the winning run last night against Baltimore. William Contreras had a tie-breaking 2-out single in the 8th inning of a 5-4 victory at home. In the last 5 games, the Milwaukee catcher is 9-of-16. Abner Uribe picked up his 2nd win in relief. Rookie pitcher Logan Henderson starts the 2nd game of the series tonight at American Family Field. Boston 3-1 over the Mets. St. Louis 11-4 over Detroit. Kansas City 3-1 winners against San Francisco. In the American League, Cleveland and Minnesota postponed or suspended. Houston 4-3 over Tampa Bay. Seattle 5 and the White Sox 1. Angels 4-3 over the Athletics. In the National League, Cincinnati 7-1 over Pittsburgh. Miami 8, Chicago 7. It was Philadelphia 9-3 over Colorado. And Arizona 9-5 winners against the Dodgers. The Houston Rockets may have the best trade package to offer for Giannis Antetokounmpo. NBC Sports is reporting the Rockets would be willing to include 6'11" all-NBA player Alperen Şengün in the deal. Combining Giannis with a stifling defense could transition Houston into a championship winner. The Rockets also have the draft capital the Bucks could be looking for. And the NFL is expected to decide on whether to ban the so-called tush push today or tomorrow. The NFL Network is reporting the Packers have revised the language of the proposal. Before the 2005 season, the pushing or pulling of teammates was illegal. Green Bay's idea would take the rules back to that version. The quarterback sneak, with teammates pushing to a first down or touchdown, has been used with great success by the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. That's an update on sports. I am Phil Nee.
You're only as old as you feel may be a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
WRCO 100.9.
I'm gonna live, laugh, and love just for today. Gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love. I got a buddy that wakes up worrying about stocks and bonds. He's up and he's down and he only smiles when the market's strong. I spend my whole week's wages at the dance on Saturday night. I won't ever grow a portfolio, but hey, that's alright. I'm gonna live, laugh, and love just for today. I'm gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love. Better than this, brother, I don't know. I'm gonna live, laugh, and love just for today. Gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love.
Years of growth, countless challenges, and one unforgettable moment. Graduation is here for River Valley High School. Good luck to the graduates. This message is sponsored by Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body, Arthur's Supper Club, the People's Community Bank, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Jay Thomas on WRCO. Raindrops keep falling on my head. My mom used to say that about, I probably said it about me, but said it about others. They don't know enough to get in out of the rain. You ever hear that one? I'm sure. That's one of those old ones. I've always said I was going to publish a glossary of terms and phrases from back in the day that my mother and then some other folks, some neighbors and friends used to use that I still use today. And I've kind of passed them on to my kids. Another one that my mom always would say, especially her TV was sacred. You didn't want to mess with her TV. And when we got our first video game, which was Pong, we hooked it up to the TV. And her line was kilter. Jim, those kids have got that TV out of kilter. And so I've used that a couple of times. We're going to get that out of kilter. So the other day I'm driving my granddaughter, Alea, and she says to her little brother who's playing with, he has this Fisher-Price little radio deal. And she said, you're going to get that out of kilter. And I just went about went off the road laughing because I'm like, what? Her mother evidently says it, so now she's passed it on to her. Get that thing out of kilter. Well, I'm glad that you've got us in kilter. You're ready to go today. A little rain on our head. 63 one-hundredths of an inch so far. It's 41 degrees.
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from May the 19th. We had 404 head today, 60 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice cross beef steers and heifers, 208 to 218 and a half. Choice crossbred steers and heifers, 197 to 207. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 186 to 196 and a half. Choice Holstein steers, 175 to 185. And select unfinished steers and heifers, 174 down. 81 head of slaughter cows a day. The top 20% bring 131 to 152. The middle 60, 114 to 130. And the bottom 20%, 113 and down. Three bulls a day. Most bulls, 160 to 181. 243 head of calves a day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 830 to 1,020. Quality Holstein heifer calves, 750 and down. Quality beef calves, 750 to 1340. Light pork quality calves, $300 and down. And the crossbred heifers, 990 to 1260. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale on Thursday. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 608-6434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch, Rankin Livestock. Have a great week.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center's ready to rodeo. Yeehaw!
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Our update from ABC News is coming up right around the bend here today. Drive carefully on your way out and about today. Look out for all of those little puddles on the road today. Here is a driving song from Roger Miller.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit broom. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. ain't got no cigarettes, ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road, trailers for cigarette, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no boo, no pets. I ain't got no.